Showing today's daf yomi is Sukkah daf of Sukkah 6, and today's daf yomi we start on the bottom of daf heyoma beis, and the Gemara cites a verse and then teaches us that this verse teaches us fundamental concepts throughout the Talmud. So it says the Gemara, shiurin or dioraisin. The Gemara is asking the question, aren't the laws of the measurements of the Torah, aren't they biblical? And how do we know that they're biblical? Well, it's all based upon a verse from Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 8, because the verse states, with respect to the praise of the land of Israel, Eretz chito sohara gefen usein of rimon, the land of Israel will be a land of wheat and barley, a land of Geffen, grapevine, teina, figs, rimon, pomegranates, eretz eit shemen, udvash, a land of olive oil and honey. And so says Rav Chanin, ko apasuk hazeh l'shiurin emar. This whole verse was said to teach us measurements. What is the concept of this verse teaching us measurements? And so the Gemara goes through how each one of the seven species in this verse teaches us a fundamental concept. Chita, with respect to wheat, it states labayis hamenuga, with respect to the measurement of a house that has leprosy on it or has tsaras on it. It says in the Torah that anything that comes into the house, anyone who comes into this house and the house has leprosy on it, will be considered tameh. The Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah in Negayim the following: and nichnas labayis hamenuga, somebody who enters into the house that has tsaras, that has this leprosy, v'kelav al kseifav, and his garments are on his shoulder, v'sadna'ala v'tabosav biyado, and his shoes and his rings are in his hand, meaning to say that he's not wearing these garments, he's carrying them, hu v'hein tameh miyad, then he is tameh immediately, even if he went out without pausing at all, because it says anybody who comes into the house is tameh. However, if somebody comes into the house and under these circumstances, he's wearing them, he was wearing his garments, so he's not like carrying them and he's actually wearing them, and his shoes are on his feet, and his rings are on his fingers, then he's going to be tummy immediately, because even if he doesn't wait there at all, because he came into the house and he's going to be included within the framework of this phrase. However, hein tahorim, they're going to be ritually pure until he stays there. He has to tarry there the amount of time it takes to eat a loaf of bread, which is approximately half of a loaf of bread, which is approximately the meal enough to eat one meal. Because if he comes in wearing them, then they're going to be considered to be like nullified against his body, and they're called his garments. And about this, it says in chapter 14, verse 47, the one who sleeps in his garments and he eats there, he has to walk. Wash his garments. And the Midrash comments that it says va'ochel, it doesn't mean actually eating there, but it means to say that he takes the time that it would take to eat there. And so this relates back to the wheat from the verse, the land of wheat, because we say when he has to take the time it takes to eat half a loaf of bread, that's pas chitin, says Gemara. This is bread that is wheat bread, velo pas orin, and not barley bread. And also time it takes to eat mesav while he's reclining, mocho beliftin, and the time it takes him to eat it while he's dipping in it in other food. So we see from here that that's the first measurement, the measurement of kedei achilas pras, the time it takes to eat a half a loaf of bread. And so that's when it says chita, that's what it's referring to, the time it takes your garments to become tameh when entering to the bayis hamenuga. This is also the amount of time where we say in Yom Kippur that if you eat what's called a koseves kaza, as our Gemara is going to explain, if you eat the size of a date, then you're liable. But if the you have to eat that size of a date, you're liable for karis if you eat it in the amount of time it takes to eat a achilas pras, a half a loaf of bread. What about the second measurement from our brisa, seora barley, the tanam, because we learned in the Mishnah, etzem kisaora, that if you have a bone from a tame, from a dead person, if it's the size of barley, then we're going to say metame bimaga, then it's going to become tame with somebody who touches it, ubimasa, and carrying it. But it doesn't become tame in a tent, meaning to say that the person who touches this barley, then it's going to become the person who touches this bone, it's going to become, you're going to become tame if it's the size of, if you touch it or you carry it, if it's the size of a barley corn. However, the bones are not going to become tummy by a tent. They're only going to be covered if you actually touch it. What about gefen? So with respect to wine, kidei revias yayin unazir. So we know that a Nazirite is somebody who is not allowed to drink any wine. So how much wine does he have to drink in order to be a violation of his vows of Nazareth? So or eating the grapes. So it has to be, the prohibition comes, a quarter lug of wine for a Nazirite. That's the amount. So that's how we learn from the concept of gefen from that verse. The verse says, te'ino, fig. What does that teach us? Kegrogreros lotzah Shabbos. That somebody carries the size of a fig out on Shabbos from the private domain to the public domain, or the reverse. If he carries it four cubits in the public domain, he's going to be liable for a sin offering. But that sin offering is only where a person has carried out the size of a fig. And if it's not the size of a fig, then he's not going to be liable. And a gregarious is a dried fig. Rimon, what's a pomegranate? It's not kol klei ba'alei batim shiurin k'rimonim. So if a utensil became tamei, then we say that if it no longer functions as a utensil, it's no longer ritually impure. And let's say it has a hole in it. If the hole is the size of a pomegranate, then we're saying it's not useful for anything, and it's no longer ritually impure at that state. It's lost its status as a utensil. And what about eretzei shemen? This refers to olives. Eretz shekol shiurah k'zeisim. All of the measurements are olive size. Kol shiurah, all measurements, we just said other measurements, meaning to say rov shiurah k'zeisim, most of the measurements are like an olive. And what about dates or honey? Honey refers to dates. Kikoseves agasa b'yom kippurim. Somebody eats the size of a date on Yom Kippur, and the time it takes to eat half a loaf of bread has liable for kari. So we see how all of these seven species teach us something specifically about measurements from the Torah.